Welcome to Aloud's fifth Unplugged Night podcast, brought to you by Aloud.com for those who want it louder. With our friends at the Embassy Club providing the venue, the good people at Gibson providing the musical tools of the trade, and the mighty PV making it sound so good, our noisy year continues. Speaking of noise, February's event could just have been our loudest and most raucous yet, as we played host to rampant noisemongers Untitled 1961, manic dance punk rockers Mitsubishi's, the anthemic and addictive Doll's House, and returning rock heroes Electric. City. So let's get started. Describing themselves rather modestly as the world's ultimate three-piece, the London sound pioneers open the night with an uncompromising set which covered the sound spectrum from tender melody to crushing intensity and brought a real touch of left-field experimentalism to the proceedings. Having fed imaginations and burst eardrums in equal measure, the trio left the stage in a squall of terrifying feedback. Untitled 1961 joined us for a chat before their set and described for us their unique sound.
We are the world's ultimate three-piece. We strip rock down to the absolute basics and then build all those basics all the way back up again to a ridiculously extreme level. So it's not just
guitar
lick. It's not just a riff. It's the biggest riff ever, and it's the loudest drums ever.
Here's Untitled 1961 with their fabulous track, Decorate Memorate. Second on were Notting Hill residents Mitsubishi's, who brought a combustible cocktail of snarling punk presence and infectious dance-infused tunes to the Embassy stage. With a manic look in his eye and a megaphone in his hand, vocalist Matt Warnford whipped the tightly packed crowd into a frenzy, whilst the band's punchy sound, particularly on tracks like Super Mushroom and Blurred, saw a Loud Unplugged's first mosh pits. Talking to us earlier in the night, the band discussed some of the bad experiences they shared on the live circuit.
I think probably one of the worst ones was when we played in it was like some little scout hut. It was in Glasgow and it was freezing cold and full of little kids. It was near Christmas. And there was a little Santa Claus grotto.
People.
In my mind, that is the worst gig I think we've ever
probably
done.
Probably is. It's pretty disgusting.
Here's Mitsubishi's with their rather smashing track, Blurred. Oh no! By stunning vocalist Camilla Romstrand, our third band for the night, Doll's House, proved a firm crowd favourite. The London-based four-piece look ready for bigger things, and songs like My Love and Don't Be Afraid are just the sort of songs to get them there. So popular were the band, in fact, that Aloud editor James Hickey was booed by the captivated crowd when he had to announce the band's set had ended.
Have there been any bad, particularly bad gigs or bad gig experiences you guys
have
had?
Yeah, there was one actually the other day, really. We were playing a gig somewhere in Kent, and we were just a vital part of the song, and I crashed into like a mic stand and it fell over, so Al here messed up and then Joss messed up and Camilla didn't
mess
up.
And then I just got so pissed off.
Here's Doll's House with the vibrant and upbeat track, My Love. Electric City are old friends of Aloud's Unplugged Nights, having shaken the very foundations of our second night last year. Back they came last month to bring more slick arena-ready tracks to rock your world, complete with the news that they have deservedly been given a coveted support slot with the legendary Who at this year's Teenage Cancer Trust events at the Royal Albert Hall. Here are the excellent Electric City with their track, Waking Up the Sun. So there it is, another month of top quality music brought to you by Aloud and friends. Make sure you log on to aloud.com to find out about next month's Unplugged Night and other exciting forthcoming events. Aloud, for when you want it louder.